Welcome to So What Do You Think, a podcast where we discuss weird and unsolved mysteries and events and give you our completely unprofessional opinion on them. I'm Jay, and with me here is Bea.
Hello.
And I hope that you're all very, very grateful because we're both literally coming to you from our deathbeds today. We're both very sick, but we're really behind on recording, so we are committed. We are dedicated. There may be coughing. There may be like times where you can't understand us, but here we are.
I just feel like I'm swallowing razor blades.
Oh, I've got the worst bronchitis. Like, I've spent the last 3 nights, I have not slept at all because I cannot breathe. It's revolting. Anyway, that's our tales of woe.
I think a bit of coffee won't help with. It'll probably encourage the phlegm, but.
Oh, yeah.
I need the coffee.
I'm on the lemon and honey. That's lemon and honey, Advil and cough syrup. That's my life right now.
I've got some Betadine lozenges.
Ooh.
They're quite nice. They numb the throat, but they also numb the tongue, which is a weird sensation.
That is a weird sensation, yep.
And then I'm on the Lemsip, but I'm adding in fresh lemons from the garden and honey.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes, so this episode and probably the next one, if we don't completely keel over by the time we finish this one, we're gonna be a little bit under the weather, so just bear with
us. We'll try be funny.
Yeah, we'll try our very, very best. All right, so tonight we've got a case out of Canada of a double homicide that still really baffles people to this day. Now, we're talking about the murders of Barry and Honey Sherman. Now, first thing you need to know about the Shermans is that they were billionaires. They were stupid rich. Bernard Charles, or Barry Sherman, was 75 at the time of his death. He was the chairman and CEO of a Canadian pharmaceutical company called Apotex that was bringing in about 2.5 billion Canadian dollars every year. So it was Canada's largest drug manufacturer. His personal estimated net worth at the time of his death was about $3.2 billion, making him the 12th most richest person in Canada. So we've got stupid rich people we're dealing with in this case today. He married Honey in 1971, and they became a bit of a philanthropic couple as well. Honey was right into charity work, which was, you know, good for her. If I was super rich, I'd like to think I'd do the same thing, spend a lot of my money on charity and that sort of thing. After I had fun with it, of course, first. Now, Barry wasn't a ridiculous billionaire, though. He wasn't like Elon level. He wasn't Bezos level. Like,
yeah, free Bezos. So it wasn't Jeffrey Bezos who wanted to take down one of the oldest bridges in, was it Sweden? So they made his super yacht. And then when they went to take his super yacht out, it couldn't get through. So they wanted to take down this bridge, but it's like one of the oldest bridges, like still standing. And everyone, like, they were riots. They were like, no, you are not taking down this really, really old, iconic bridge. Absolutely. So then he never got his super yacht. And it made me smile.
Yeah, well, I mean, I cannot stand Bezos. Like, when I get like all the streaming services and I've got Prime, but I just like it pisses me off because not everything's free on it. Like, you got to pay for Prime and then you got to pay to watch certain things as well. And every time I'm like, bloody Jeffrey Bezos, such a little shit, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, Barry and Honey weren't that sort of billionaires though. They didn't insist on outrageous purchases or flashy shows of wealth like, you know, some other billionaires we've spoken about. He drove nice cars but would drive them until they died. Like, he never really wanted constant upgrades or anything like that. For his 50th birthday, Honey bought him a red sports car and presented it with, like, a big bow in front of the house in front of all their friends at the party and all of that. But he insisted that he didn't need it and it was a waste of money, and he made her take it back. So he was, by all accounts, a total workaholic, though, not even being able to enjoy holidays because he'd just be, like, working the entire time he was there. So feelings about Barry as a person were quite divided. Half of the people seemed to say that he was a kind and nice guy, and the other half would say that he was an absolute horrible person, which I feel like if you're running a company, that's going to be par for the course, right? You're going to get your haters, you're going to get your lovers, like, all of that. Apotex was also at war with other drug companies over patents and all that legal stuff that I'm just not interested in. I'm assuming if you got a $1 billion pharmaceutical empire, you're going to have some enemies, right? That just feels like it would be a standard par for the course sort of thing. And there were pretty much constant lawsuits, especially against the Canadian government. Apparently, Barry was a stubborn old bastard who just didn't like to lose. So he made lawsuits whenever he could about whatever he could. He even once, I think like half jokingly, said Apotex was first a legal company and sold medications on the side. Like that's how he sort of saw it. So it was like a pride and power thing for him. He even was sued by his cousins, the Winters, for royalties that they thought that they were owed. It's all very Succession. I know you don't watch TV, but have you ever seen that show Succession?
No.
Yeah, it's really good, actually. We watched it like throughout this year. We've been watching it. We finished it now. It's actually a really good show and very interesting and insight into the world of very, very rich people. So, yeah, even his own cousins were trying to take him down and get money out of him, but they lost the case, though, right before he died, actually. So in 2017, Honey convinced Barry to splurge a little bit. They already had a mansion in Toronto, but they decided to sell it and build an estate with like a mega mansion on it. It was estimated to cost about $30 million. And it was epic. It had all the fruit. It didn't quite get finished by the time they died, so they would never actually get to move in. But I feel like when you're in your 70s, like, why not have the dream home? Like, it's, can you imagine being his wife? You're just like, we have all this money. Can we not just spend some, please? I would like a nice house, you know?
Mm.
So in the days before their murders, people would notice that Honey was a bit off, particularly. She didn't show up to a charity board meeting, which was like totally out of character for her. The CEO of that charity reached out to her to see if she was okay. And she replied saying that she was dealing with some stuff. Been there, know what you mean, lady. The last time they were seen was on December 13th, 2017 at the Apotex office where they were going through some design changes for the house. Honey was due to set off to Miami the next day where they had a holiday house, but Barry kept on working as he did and even like sent staff emails in the early hours of the following morning. Apparently he was one of those guys that sort of stayed up through the night working and would shoot off everyone emails and stuff in the middle of the night. Later that morning, though, he didn't show up for work, which, as you can imagine, is extremely unlike him. The house was on the market at the time, and a real estate agent had come round in the morning to show the house to another couple. Now, she comes in, she's showing them around, she's like, look at this beautiful place. Like, she takes them out to the pool area, go see the beautiful pool. When they entered the pool area, she saw what she thought was two mannequins sat next to the pool. And I think you can guess where this is going, right? The bodies of Barry and Honey sat on the floor next to the pool. Their necks had been tied to a metal railing next to the pool with leather belts. Barry was sat with his legs crossed and Honey lay on her side and she had a bruise on her face. They were fully clothed and jackets were pulled down over their shoulders, which acted as like a restraint for their arms. And obviously they were dead. So thoughts so far?
Well, I'm obviously going to go with foul play just because this involves pharmaceuticals. So,
and also I feel like that's not really a suicide scene that we come across.
No.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you pretty well see that this is going to be obviously a murder because it's classified as a murder. But what are your thoughts on how they were found, like tied around the neck with belts and next to the pool and all of that sort of stuff?
Sounds a bit, well, if it was meant to look like a suicide, it's a bad attempt.
Yeah, I don't even know whether it was. I think it was like, to me, it's like they're on display, you know? Like,
it's, yeah, I was going to say it sounds very staged.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds very staged.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like whoever did this, like, wanted their bodies to be found and I suppose, like, presenting them in a sort of almost a demeaning manner.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess a person like Barry is going to make enemies. He's rich. He's litigious. He's got a lot of beefs going on with a lot of people. There's almost too many suspects in this case. Like,
yeah. I mean, who's he pissed off?
Yeah, exactly. And then there's the issue of access, though. I mean, I'm guessing there's Uber security at this place. And a big house, you know, maybe you need to know the layout as well. It's not like you can just sort of run around it very quickly. Like, they had a big house. So that sort of makes me wonder who had access to the house and who knew where everything was. Apparently, the only unlocked door was in the basement pool area, that because apparently they had an indoor and an outdoor pool. And that was left open to air the room out after it had been painted.
I don't even have a pool, and they have both.
Yeah, these guys are gajillionaires, mate.
I have a kiddie pool. No, I don't even have that anymore.
Yeah, we've got like one that we put up in summer and take down. Okay, so yeah, so did the killer use that door that was open down near the other pool, or did they know about it? Like, how did they know that it was going to be open? It's just one of those things where it's like, this is quite targeted, so you would have had to do a little bit of research about things first. And I just feel like knowing that that door was open would have been something that you'd need to know, because otherwise you're running a big risk, right? Like, if you imagine going up to a huge mansion, I would just worry that alarms and lasers and stuff and shooting, I'd be shot on arrival as soon as I tried to break in, Like, what I'm saying is there would be a lot of security, I would imagine, in a house like that.
Yes, definitely. What year was this again?
2017.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, not that long ago.
Yeah, wow.
They found Honey's phone in a guest bathroom, so maybe she tried to hide in there and call for help or something like that. On investigating, it was found that
It's all just so funny. A guest bathroom. You can use my bathroom.
yeah. Well, I mean, it's funny to us because this is a world we do not live in.
No.
I suppose
They
people
had two pools and a guest bathroom.
I'm sure they had many guest bathrooms by the sounds of it. I love the way they were building their dream home. Like, the one that they lived in already wasn't already like a dream home for most people.
Yeah.
But not funny that people have died. Let's just
No, of course
remember
not, but just the
that.
whole, like, yeah.
I know. On investigating, it was found that they both died from ligature strangulation, which meant that they were actually strangled before they were hung up. It's a little more forceful than just the effects of body weight. So I was like, well, what does that mean? If they died of ligature strangulation, can't they have just been like hung up? But apparently, they like force was put on the ligatures around their necks and they were just
Yeah.
hung afterwards. So to me, that sort of says staging as well, right?
Yeah.
So can you guess what the police's first theory was on seeing this scene?
I'm gonna say suicide.
Yeah, that's it. That old chestnut. They initially thought it was like a murder suicide and that Barry had killed Honey and then himself. And this is based on the fact that Honey had been beaten in the face. So Barry didn't seem to have any other injuries on him, but Honey had been hit in the face. So they just assumed, oh, well, that looks like what it is. So, I mean, again, once again, lazy police work, but it does look like they did look into it further. And I think that's mainly because straight up the family was just not having it.
Yeah.
They were very publicly went off about the fact that the police, had even presented this theory. They're like, how
Yeah.
very dare.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, look, let's just have a closer look, shall we? Like, i.e., do your bloody job.
But I don't want to do my job. I
Pretty hard. I don't like it.
don't like it either.
So the police did look further and they did very quickly go, oh, yeah, you're right. It does look like a double homicide. I mean, wow. Like, honestly, the family, sensing potential incompetence, decided that, you know what, we're going to do our own investigation too. They hire a private investigator, which seems to be quite common with our cases at the moment, right?
Can you even get private investigators in Australia?
I think we talked about this in one of the last cases. We were like, is this a thing? I think it's a
Because
thing.
it's just always been a thing in America. In
Yeah.
American movies, TV shows.
Yeah. I've never had to engage the services of a private investigator, but I'm sure that they exist. Like,
On my time, but it's for research purposes.
it's.
Private investigator. Oh, this could show up some bad searches.
Oh, yeah.
Private investigators. Private investigator, 100% confidential and discreet.
Yeah,
Spousebusters.com.au.
I feel like it would be more about checking whether your partner was cheating on you, that sort of thing.
There's lots of them, actually.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
25 plus years in the business.
Oh, been an interesting job, I reckon.
Alpha Investigation Services.
There you go. There's a plug for a couple of companies
Yeah, get in contact with us.
there.
You can,
Yep.
private, domestic, and commercial investigations.
I wonder what the commercial investigations look like.
That old chestnut. I can't pay child support because I'm not working. But the ex-wife did not believe him.
Oh.
So she
Okay.
used a private investigator to find out that he was in fact still working. Da da da. They have examples of cases.
Okay. Yeah, it'd be stuff like that, I imagine. I feel like that in America, a lot of people just don't like to sort of accept the official rulings by the sounds of it. It sounds like they're pretty warranted in doing so a lot of the time too. So the family hire a private investigator as well as a retired chief forensic pathologist to do an autopsy as well. So the family also offered a $10 million reward for any information leading to an arrest in 2018, which would increase to $35 million in 2022. So that all happened. The case didn't really go very far. But as far as suspects go, like I said, get in line. There were just so many. First of all, we have the cousins, the Winters, who lost their court case against Barry and were ordered to pay $300,000 in legal fees, so they would have been pissed. His alibi was that he went to a Narcotics Anonymous meeting that night. However, it's been suggested that they were killed prior to the night before, so we don't actually know 100% the time of death, so that sort of leaves that open. So it seems to be the situation with these billionaires. They tend to get into a lot of debt as well. Apparently, he owed $1 billion to other companies for various reasons, and he had told them that he had no intention of paying anything back. So
Wow.
I feel like that's going to piss some people off as well.
Yeah, a little bit.
2 weeks before the murders, Barry asked his son Jonathan to come good on a loan for millions of dollars that he'd lent him to start a business. And he's like, "Oh, actually, I'm kind of in a difficult financial situation. I can't pay you back." Which for these people doesn't necessarily mean that they've lost all their money. It just means that they don't have many liquid assets. I feel like with these people, a lot of their money is tied up in investments and stuff.
Yeah.
And then we have Frank D'Angelo. This was a weird guy who would call himself an entrepreneur, but in reality, he was one of those guys who did a little bit of everything. Singing, songwriting, he hosted a talk show. He was an actor, producer. He even had a foray into beer making and had a restaurant as well. So he kind of did a little bit of everything. He was kind of like a get rich quick sort of guy, but he did work hard at all of his endeavors. So go for it, I say. He also had the charm and he had managed to get in the good graces of Barry, who would finance a number of movies where Frank was the star of each of them. It was estimated that over the years, Frank had received about $250 million from Barry. That's a lot of money to give a rando who's not even related to you, right? So Barry's son Jonathan was not happy with this. He constantly tried to get him to cut Frank off. And Jonathan was right. He's like, you're short on cash. You've started turning down investment opportunities because of it, but you just keep on giving Frank all this cash, like that doesn't sound right to me. So Frank comes up as a suspect, which really, I mean, why would he kill his cash cow is where my brain first goes, right?
Because his cash cow was cutting him off.
Yeah, that's it, unless he was cutting him off or something like that.
And being like, where's the money that I've lent you?
Yeah, I don't know. He sounds like a bit of a smooth talker though. So I feel like a guy like that might have been like, oh, he's pissed off at the moment. I'll try again in a couple of months. I'll get back in his good books. Just like killing people is a whole nother level, you know? Now, about Jonathan, the son, things were getting very succession, like right before the murders. In 2015, he had written an email to his three sisters saying that their inheritance was in danger because of their dad's careless spending, and that the best thing to do was to try and kick him out of his own company and overthrow the whole situation.
I'm just googling Succession.
It's really good. It's kind of a it's like a drama slash comedy slash satire.
I think I've seen some. Oh yeah, it's got Culkin in it.
Yeah, and he's really good in it. Yeah.
Like I haven't not Macaulay, just so everyone knows.
The other one.
Kieran. No, I've seen some snippets of it.
Yeah, it's
about the characters and stuff.
It starts out a little bit more satirical and funny, and then it gets quite serious, like a lot more serious towards the end. But it's just ridiculous. The ridiculousness of rich people, really.
Yeah.
So Jonathan wants to overthrow Dad, wants to kick him out of his own company. Sisters are just like, no. We don't want anything to do with that bullshit. So he just ends up dropping it in the end. So as you can see, there's a lot going on here in this case, right? So, yeah, thoughts on where we're at as far as suspects go?
I'm going with Frank.
You reckon Frank?
Yep.
Yeah, the cash cow wasn't mooing anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. If it's, obviously, there's no evidence. Otherwise, someone would have been charged. So I guess we've got to think to ourselves, well, if it wasn't the kids, if it wasn't Frank, if it wasn't the cousins, it wasn't some sort of bad business thing, like, who could it be? You know, like, is there anyone else or is that it? And I think that if we go back to the crime scene, we can maybe get some clues. I think all these people we're talking about would not have gotten their own hands dirty, for starters. It would have been like a hit situation. And the staging in this scene doesn't feel very hit-like. It's not quick and clean. I mean, we have Honey potentially trying to get away. So instead of just sort of shooting her, she's beaten and dragged back to the pool. So I think that that's got to be a message of some sort. You know, someone took the time to do all of that. Now, police did get one bit of evidence, which was a piece of CCTV footage. A person in dark clothing walking in the neighbourhood around the time of the murders. Of course, this person was never identified, though. Now, another angle that was explored was brought up by Honey's sister, Mary, who believed that it may have actually been Honey's actions that led to all of this. So Honey and Barry were a very big presence in Toronto in the Jewish community, especially Honey. As we know, she had a lot of philanthropic work, but she also had a bit of a darker side as well. She was firmly in the anti-Muslim camp and was very, very vocal about it. She'd even started to devise a plan to try and bankrupt the larger Muslim companies. What's more, during their dream home construction, she would find that some of the workers that were working on the house were Muslim and would make very loud and negative statements around them so they could hear it. So I think it's safe to say that she probably pissed some people off. What are your thoughts on that?
I wasn't expecting that. Again, I don't know. Big jump to murder.
I know, murder's such a massive undertaking, you know? And it's not just, oh, whoops, I accidentally smacked someone on the head and they died and I ran away. Like, it's someone's come here, staged them, sent a message, you know?
Yeah, I just don't think anyone would murder for that reason.
Yeah, for just being sort of...
Going to a whole side rant here about all of this stuff. There's going to be racists in the world. There's going to be people that don't like gay people in the world. Like, this is just how it is. You're never going to get rid of all of the hate.
Mm.
Like, so killing because of it just seems like such a big leap.
I guess it's when you get these full-on ideas about stuff and, you know, needing to teach people a lesson, and that's a... So, yeah, it just feels more personal than business to me. Definitely a message being sent. I think a lot of people like Jonathan for it, the son, but I think that it could just be because we have more details on his relationship with his parents.
Yeah.
Hiring a hit is bad enough, but the posing and his mother as well, like, yeah, that seems a little bit unlikely to me. I don't know. I feel like maybe this is even someone we don't know about, like an extra suspect that hasn't even been mentioned yet, maybe. I don't know. What are your final thoughts?
I like Frank for it.
You reckon Frank?
The son could be a...
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like that's very extreme.
I just feel like someone who is so close to them and there's money involved and all of that stuff. I feel like it'd be too risky, though.
Yeah, I don't know. It feels like a personal thing, like a very much like, you have humiliated me, so therefore I am going to humiliate you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think that when you have cases like this where there are so many people it could be, it makes it very, very hard to work through it all. But, yeah, I don't know. I think this is going to be one where we just don't know unless they've got some sort of extra evidence that we don't know about that they're going to test.
It's just also funny. It's also weird that they don't really have any evidence.
That's really weird to me. Like, I feel like a lot of people these days have got like cameras inside their house, and I feel like a big house like that would definitely, like, you know, you've got people coming, big rich people like that, like, have got workers and house staff, and you'd be wanting to keep an eye on them, I think.
There's nothing, nothing, no evidence, no hair, no skin,
all of
no
that.
Prints. How did they do that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know. It's bizarre that there wasn't more evidence, and it's weird that the police seem to not really want to investigate it as well.
Yeah,
that's always a red flag to me. Like, what do they know that we don't? You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, let us know what you think. What happened to Barry and Honey? And we'll see you guys all next week, and which is we're going to record now, so we will still be sick. Sorry. We're trying it hard to hold it together here. It's okay. We got this. We got this. All right. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.